All right, everybody, welcome back. Today we are diving deep, no pun intended, into the world of high-end furniture with RH.
Previously known as Restoration Hardware, for those who remember them by that name.
Yeah, exactly. Formerly Restoration Hardware. And you know what's crazy? They're actually thriving right now.
Which is, you would think, kind of counterintuitive, given the state of, well, everything, really.
Yeah, the economy, the housing market. I mean, who's buying luxury furniture right now? Apparently, everyone. Mm. And this WebPro News article that we're looking at today really digs into what RH's CEO, Gary Friedman, is doing differently.
Right, because this isn't just dumb luck. This is a company making very calculated moves in a tough market. And that's interesting.
It really is. So to kick things off, the article actually opens with this great quote from Friedman himself. He says, "There is no big reward without big risk." And let me tell you, this guy is not afraid of a little risk, which I guess is how you end up leading a company like RH in the first place.
Right. I mean, think about it. When times get tough, most companies, what do? They tighten their belts. They play it safe. But not RH. They're like, hold my champagne.
They are. They're expanding. They're investing in new product lines. It's kind of wild, actually, when you think about it.
This is what's called contrarian investing, right? Mm-hmm. When everybody's running for the hills, you zig when they zag. It's risky, sure, but potentially incredibly rewarding if you know what you're doing, and it looks like Mr. Friedman might.
Well, and here's a perfect example. Their stock buyback strategy. Mm. I mean, get a load of this. Since 2017, RH has spent, you ready for this? $3.75 billion buying back its own stock.
Okay, now that's a power move. You don't just throw around that kind of money unless you have serious faith in your own future, right?
Exactly. So clearly they're doing something right. But it's not just about spending money, right? It's about understanding what consumers actually want. And that brings us to what I think is one of the most fascinating parts of the RH story. They're galleries. We're not talking about your average furniture store here, folks.
Oh, no. Not even close.
These are like destinations. We're talking 90,000 square feet, ocean views, restaurants, wine bars. It's an experience.
This is what we call experiential retail. And it's becoming more and more important in a world where, let's face it, you can buy just about anything online. You got to give people a reason to leave the house.
Make it an event, right?
Yeah.
And speaking of things that make you go, I found this little tidbit in the article especially interesting. Apparently, RH, they don't have a marketing department.
They don't? Okay, now I got to know more. What do they have? A smoke signal budget?
Right. But no, they have something even more intriguing. They call it a truth group.
A truth group. All right, now you've got my attention.
Makes you wonder, right? Like, yeah. How much do WE buy into stuff just because of a fancy ad or some influencer telling us to?
It's a really interesting question. And, you know, it kind of makes you wonder if this truth group is onto something. Are they tapping into a deeper desire for authenticity? Because let's face it, we can all smell BS a mile away, especially in the age of social media.
Oh, absolutely. So how does this whole truth group thing play into their global expansion plans? Because the article also talks about how they're opening up these incredible new galleries in places like London, Paris, Milan.
Ah, very strategic. Those cities are design hubs, right? You're talking global tastemakers, trendsetters. Makes perfect sense for a brand like RH to want to be there.
Right. You want to be where the influencers are, so to speak.
Exactly. Although, funny enough, there's this one detail in the article about an RH location in the English countryside, like way out there.
Okay, now that's interesting. You'd think they'd want to be right in the heart of London.
Right. But Friedman, he describes this countryside spot as more about, and this is a quote, conversation than commerce.
Hmm. Okay, so not just about selling furniture then, more about creating a feeling and experience.
Which, let's be honest, is what RH is all about, right? Yeah. They're selling a lifestyle, an aspiration.
It's like they're playing the long game, building a world around the brand, and it's working. Speaking of which, remember that whole thing with the tariffs a while back and how a lot of companies were freaking out?
Oh, yeah. How could we forget those days?
But RH, they just rolled with the punches. They moved some manufacturing back to the U.S., adapted, and kept right on going.
See, that's agility. That's having a long-term vision and being willing to pivot when you need to.
Yeah. They don't just weather the storm. They learn to surf. It's like Friedman says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said something like, quote, "We do what we love with people we love for people who love what we do."
I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy, but they're actually living it, you know.
They are. And it's obviously resonating with people. But it makes you wonder, in a world that's so saturated with choices, how does any brand, whether it's a luxury furniture giant or a local coffee shop, how do they break through and create something that really lasts? It's a tough question. How do you stand out? And I think RH might have an answer for us.
Well, they're definitely onto something, right? I mean, think about it. They're not just selling furniture anymore.
Oh, no, it's way more than that.
They've got everything. Lighting, textiles, art. They even have yachts now. Yachts.
It's like they're creating a whole world. The RH universe.
Right. And every piece, every product, it's all carefully curated to reinforce that core brand identity, that sense of, I don't know, timeless elegance.
Totally. You're not just buying a sofa, you're buying into a lifestyle.
Exactly. And that's smart because when you're selling a feeling, an experience, you're not competing on price anymore.
Which is huge, right?
Yeah.
Especially in a world where everyone is trying to undercut everyone else.
Huge. And think about it. You never see RH having these big sales, these crazy discounts.
True. That's actually a really good point. They don't need to.
They've built a brand that people are willing to pay a premium for.
So what's the takeaway here? Because I'm thinking, okay, great for RH. They sell fancy furniture. But what about the rest of us?
That's the beauty of it. This isn't just about luxury retail. There are lessons here for everyone.
Yeah. Like what?
Like understanding your customer, taking calculated risks, adapting to change. It's about finding that thing that makes you unique and shouting it from the rooftops.
Creating a world that people want to be a part of.
Exactly. Even if it's just for a little while. Even if it's just a feeling.
Yeah, that's actually kind of inspiring when you think about it.
It is. And it reminds us that at the end of the day, the most successful brands, they're not selling products. They're selling stories.
They're selling emotions, experiences. They're selling a piece of a dream.
And on that note, I think we've done our deep dive for the day.
I think we have. This was a good one. So for everyone listening, think about this. What's your story? What kind of world are you creating? Until next time.